Generous support for Coastal Windage comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's is the only true British pub on the coastside, featuring 19 beers on tap and more than 60 brands of bottles. Come for the food and stay for the fun. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday. Open mic night on Thursday and karaoke on Friday and Saturday. Cameron's Restaurant Pub in Half Moon Bay.
Broadcasting live from the KHMB studios in downtown Half Moon Bay. This is Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast. The Coastside's own live call-in talk radio show. From Pescadero to Pacifica and beyond, this is the place for Coastside issues, hot topics, and you. And now, the host of Coastal Windage, Mr. Ruben Truthmaker, and his co-host, Crystalline.
Now, we are having a show today. Just these, you know, the music. We love the music. It ran a little long. Okay, so here we go. It's Friday, March 20th, 2026. Coastal Windage, Talk of the Coast. That's us. That's me, Ruben, and
Crystalline.
Yay, Crystalline. Okay, and today we have, all of our guests are special, but today's guests are very special because they're doing something for our kids, which we love. We've got Dawn Novarina. Dawn is the chairperson for the Half Moon Bay High School Grad Committee 2026. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Ruben.
You're not new to the show. We had you on, let's see, what was it? It was January 25th, I think, 2025. Like 2 weeks before my big accident, we had Dawn on. Let's hope that doesn't happen again, Dawn. I had a big accident after you were on last time. So January 25th, we had Dawn on. Dawn is going to be joined later in the show by friend of the show, Heidi R. Kling, who's been on the show a few times. Also noted local author and screenwriter. Good for Heidi. Okay, she's going to be in a little later. This is the fun thing, Dawn. I mean, it's like hard. There's other topics we have for the show today, but this is a super fun topic. Grad night, seniors. I actually have a senior at the high school in the house this year. It's going to be hard to stay focused on the rest of the show, but we'll give it a shot. If you want to call in, because this is a call-in show. Yes, I know we're doing musical numbers with the phone numbers lately, but here is the phone number du jour.
Okay, wait, let me guess. 650?
Nice. Oh, yes. Sweet. Somehow that is still part of the number. Yes. 477-1244. I had some people email us last week that I was saying the number too fast, or they were walking their dog and trying to punch it into their phone. 650-477-1244. Okay, here's our topics for today, because we're going to run through these in the first half hour like we usually do. The Jetty Classic Surf Contest is back.
Woo!
I think it was, they missed it last year, it didn't happen, but it's back. And Bring On the Heat Dome. The interns were playing around. They wanted to say it like Bring On the Thunderdome or something like that, but or it's Thunderdome or something, but Heat Dome and Thunderdome, they couldn't get the cadence to work out, so we just went with Bring On the Heat Dome. So they couldn't work the pun in there anywhere about Thunderdome. So, and then in the back half of the show, we'll have Dawn and Heidi talking about Half Moon Bay High School Grad Night. Okay. Traffic and weather, although we will be talking about a weather topic, but only in a funny way later when we talk about the heat dome. So traffic and weather, they're played. They're everywhere. Everybody does it. That's old. We do air quality, the quality of the air you're breathing. You got to know this if you're going to go out and do yard work or go for a 10-mile run or walk your dog or whatever. You want to know. Okay, and today's a day specifically, thank you, Frank, because today's a day, usually on the scale, which is 0 to 50 is incredible, just pure nectar air. 51 to 100 is not as good, but still good. We don't really even bother with over 100. We barely even bother with over 50, because we're usually in the teens. But today, And it's interesting that the air quality data matched my personal experience. The last two nights, I live in El Granada, it's been hot, so we've had the windows open, right? The last two nights, only at night and only late at night, I've been smelling, like, I'm a super smeller, so any little odor anywhere in the neighborhood, like, I'm smelling it. And my son is as well. The smell of wood smoke, and not different from fireplace wood smoke. This smells like forest fire wood smoke. Like the smell when there's a fire somewhere and you're like, that kind of smell, different from wood burning in a fireplace in a chimney. Not heavy, but definitely distinct. And so it was and even last night, because the windows were open, I mean, my lungs are pretty sensitive. And so, I was feeling like a little heavy in the lungs last night. Like, what is this smoke smell? And so then we come in this morning and we look at the air quality report. Today in El Granada, 58.
Whoa!
Right, something's going on. Half Moon Bay, 53. Redwood City, 55. 33 down in Santa Cruz, which is nice. And in Anaheim, California, in case you're trying to get those windage bucks, which we still have. Still got a pallet of windage bucks. And that Frank is getting on me. They're taking up space in his garage. So we've got a pallet of windage bucks. If you can figure out why Anaheim, California is on our air quality report list. 57 today in Anaheim. So maybe something's going on along the coast, although Santa Cruz at 33 is the outlier there. But yeah, I mean, over 50 here on the coast side.
Well, it's not really been windy. I feel like between the heat and, you know, all the things are settling and it's very polleny out there and all that, but there's no wind kind of taking it away. And I don't know if anybody was awake early yesterday, but it was so foggy. It was like insanely foggy yesterday morning.
Right. Well, hold the fog thought, because we'll go to that when we get
the fog.
Hold the fog, sir. Can we say that on there? That's our new bumper sticker. Hold the fog. Thank you. Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Easy. He gets carried away over there, Don. You gotta rein Frank in with his Foley box over there. All right. So we'll get to the fog, because that was an interesting development related to the heat dome. All right. I guess it's ribbon cutting season on the coast side, because I guess June is the month for getting married, right? I guess March is the month for ribbon cutting ceremonies on the coast side. This past Saturday, that would be last weekend.
Oh, wait. And how was your weather on Saturday?
Oh, it was, yes. So this past weekend, there's a big ribbon cutting ceremony at the baseball field to show off their newly refurbished field, which I went, and by the way, well, the whole thing was amazing. The whole presentation was amazing. There was bunting, a ceremonial first pitch, a live singer of the national anthem, Mr. Ken Will, who is also an assistant football coach on the Half Moon Bay High School team, on like 2 days' notice was informed, like, hey, we need someone to sing the national anthem. And he stepped up and did it a cappella. So that was amazing. Mr. Ken Will did. So there was a live singer doing the national anthem. And as part of this, we had a ribbon cutting. Crystal loaned out her giant ribbon ceremonial scissors, which are right here, actually. And so the weather was amazing.
Yeah, because somebody was going into that event real curmudgeon-y.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the normal thing about coastside weather. My right coastsiders, you might have a day like we've had of weather like we've had for the last 10 days. You might have a day. You might have 2 days of it. But there's no way you're getting a run of 3 or 4 days in a row, because on that third day, you're going to wake up and there's Carl just all over your business.
I think you were just ye of little faith.
Well, that is true. That is true. No doubt. So there was a great ribbon cutting ceremony at the baseball field. And Crystalline, you have a big ribbon cutting ceremony coming up, right?
Uh-huh. On April 2nd, all are invited. 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. will be like an open house. And as for our new office, we've moved to the corner of Main and Kelly. We'll have the ribbon cutting around 5 o'clock-ish.
Okay, so hold on a sec. So Main and Kelly, right now Main and Kelly, I'm envisioning Main and Kelly is Cunha General Store.
Uh-huh.
Then that three-story building where the
two-story building.
Where the...
Surf shop.
Tides.
Is at the bottom, and then
where the gas station used to be, where there was like boarded up fence for years.
So that's Tides on the
bottom.
So
then City Hall, and then Mac Dutra,
and then we're right next to Mac Dutra.
Okay,
so we are the building that has the Sea Life mural.
Oh,
on it.
By Jane Kim's mural. Was that Jane Kim or is that Julie Engelman? That's Jane Kim, right?
Inkthwell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we moved in there in January, and we did some sprucing and some painting. And we're ready to have our ribbon cutting on April 2nd, and we're really excited.
So ribbon cutting, okay, what else you got going?
It's more of an open house. I mean, there'll be snacks and, like, cool stuff like that, and people can check out the space. There's a meeting room, or a meeting space. It's not so much a room, but where businesses, if they need to meet with people, if you work from home, but you need to meet with somebody, you can rent the room, or if you're a chamber member, you get to use it gratis. And or some people, we need to have an offsite with an employee or something, you can use that. And then just our general space and all the collateral we have. And we're a California Welcome Center now, so we carry information about almost the whole of California. So it's even good for locals to come in if you're planning a trip. We probably have some information on that as well.
Do you still have people coming in to get brochures and maps? I mean,
oh my gosh, so
instead
much
of the internet.
Yes. Okay. So print collateral has not died.
Oh, good.
No matter what people try to say, we go through rack cards, which are just the little 4x9s. We go through those pretty quickly, especially if it's got any type of coupon on it. Hint
oh,
for
really?
Businesses.
Really?
Put $1 off on there, and people love it. We give out tons of guidebooks. We are we're headed into averaging about 50 plus people a day coming in. And
pretty much
every single person walks out with some type of guidebook or map or rack card in their hand, if not more. We actually, Visit California has given us pretty decent sized magazine size, like 8.5 by 11 size little paper bags. And we also go through those where people are just filling the bags with collateral.
Wow.
Like they take so many pieces that they need a bag for it. And we started January with probably 300 bags, and we maybe have 20 left.
Do you need a half a pallet of windage bucks?
I mean, if you want them given away, we have, for any business out there that has giveaways like pens or pads of, little notepads or whatever, if you want to drop some by, we have a whole little section of free swag that locals and visitors can take, and they love it. They love some free stuff.
Okay, this is the first building, or first office, because it's like kind of a continuous building.
Yeah,
first
we're right next
door
to the bakery.
Next to Mac Dutra. So you've got Mac Dutra on one side and the bakery on the other. Wow, nice positioning.
And the coffee shop right past them. And I keep joking that I might have a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Put between us and the coffee shop.
A horizontal dumbwaiter that just like comes right through, comes from the coffee shop, picks up some bakery stuff on the way through, and then deposits. And it's on like a little, see, this is where like, okay, I just saw on Coastside Buzz that they test flighted one of these stupid robo taxis out at the airport. Have you seen these things? Like six rotor blades, just arms everywhere. Yeah, I'm really going to be pleased seeing that fly back and forth across our coastal skies. Everybody's on the post was like, yeah, bring it. Like, yeah, okay. When that thing's flying over your house.
I also saw it. I was not offended.
I am so offended. Anyways. That's like Jetsons, vision. Well, if you look at the Jetsons, intro, not that I watch a lot of cartoons, but if you look at the Jetsons intro, there's a situation there where they've got, a conveyor belt that kind of goes bringing stuff through the house. That's what I'm envisioning.
The whole of 500 block. We can just in and out of everybody's chops.
Okay. Work on that. Maybe you can hook up with the gondola people and, work something out.
I only have 125 things happening at any given time, so I'll be glad to put that on my plate.
Okay, so that's a big rib. And what day is that ribbon cutting, by the
way? Thursday, April 2nd.
Thursday? Oh, my gosh. That's It seems like so far away,
but it's like a next week
and a half. Okay. Tomorrow, not far away, tomorrow morning, starting at 8 o'clock, this is why I never got into surfing. I don't understand. When I look at a lot of my friends that are surfers, they're like, can barely, you know, seem like get out of bed on a normal day, and yet they're up at like 4 in the morning, like out in the cold water. So tomorrow morning, starting at 8 a.m., the Jetty Classic Surf Contest is back. Chris Loswick is bringing back. He's kind of the organizer and the main mover and shaker on that, and was working on that for a few years, and he took like a year or two off, so we didn't have it last year, but it's back now, starting at 8 a.m. This is a donation-based surf competition. So, you know, you just show up, and I guess you can, you know, make a donation to the pot, which is great because it's a fun thing. This is, you know, for such a coastal community, we used to have Mavericks, right, which was like a legitimate, people are out there surfing on one day against each other in heats, and then money got involved, and Mavericks is ruined now. It's a video thing now. Right, where you, on any day, if you can video it and then you send it in and judges review videos instead of actual people surfing. I don't like it. It's not the same. But this is a live, in-person, at Surfers Beach surf contest with like a barbecue and fun stuff afterwards. And it's fun because it does bring some people from off the coast side, but it's a chance for coast side people like Zoe Chait, who has, of course, dominated there, but other locals, people on the Half Moon Bay High School surf team and stuff, which I'm sure there'll be a few of those people at grad night, right?
I'm positive of it.
you know, to come and participate in a local surf contest. So, starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow with the Groms. So I'm not a surf guy, so I had to. I don't know what these.
Is that the littles?
Grom is an affectionate slang term for a young, inexperienced but talented, enthusiastic surfer. But in this situation, Groms is referring to like 15 to 18 year olds. Okay, so like teens, high school kids, I guess would be Groms. Other categories include Menahune, which are under 15. Menahune, I had the interns look this up because, again, like, I know kook. I know that. That's a surfing. My son always calls me a kook. I thought he was just, you know, being derogatory. But it does have some relationship to surfing. Menahune are legendary diminutive people in the Hawaiian tradition. They're known for their immense strength, magical abilities, and for completing massive projects in a single night. So kind of like fairies, but I'm not satisfied. I had sent the interns back into the tubes last night, the internet tubes, to like, I need to know more about these people. There's some just debate as to whether there actually were like a diminutive race of people in the Hawaiian Islands at some point, like there is a diminutive race of people in Africa. Known as, I don't know if the word is still being used, but African pygmies. So that's where that comes from. Then there's a pro-am division, which is all ages, and that includes a $500 first prize. No mention of second or third. And as we say on the coast side, second place is first, last place, or something like that. What, anybody know? Noah, you know that? No, nobody?
Second okay. place is first loser.
So there, something like that, exactly. So $500 for first prize. Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third place, you're fired. Okay. Masters division, 45 plus. Longboard, all ages. That would be kind of fun to see, like, the old-timey people on, like, I wonder if anybody's got one of those, like, 15-foot redwood surfboards.
Well, somebody's got to.
You know, that they're like.
I got to go to the surf museum in November, and it was really cool, and they had a lot of those.
Where's the surf museum? It's like Oceanside or something?
Yes.
Carlsbad?
Oceanside. Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, my dad was moved to San Diego from Minnesota in like the 50s. Can you just imagine San Diego in the 50s? Oh my God, what a paradise that must have been. Anyways, they moved to Pacific Beach, and so he got into surfing in like the 50s, kind of before the what's her name, Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello movies. So before that, so he was kind of into it, and he would, you know, just wants me to watch what's that surf movie?
The summer one?
Yes.
Endless Summer?
Endless Summer. And, you know, you're like, you're watching it nowadays going, okay. Because these guys are like walking the nose of the board, like, you know, like a foot they'll walk and then they'll walk back a foot on these huge boards that are just kind of cruising through the surf, where now guys are doing cutbacks, guys and gals, cutbacks and jumping off the waves and landing and doing like skateboard tricks where they're grabbing the rail while they're in the air. And it's ridiculous when you look back, but those, it's got to start somewhere. So longboard, women of all ages, category for women, and wave storm. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe that's the one with the that has the thing on the bottom that lifts the surfboard up.
Oh, the foil.
The foil. Thank you. The foil that lifts. The
foil. I feel like I'm just here to be your dictionary sometimes.
I mean, well, no, not dictionary. You are the three quarters of my brain that is not functioning. See, I only bring a quarter of functioning brain to any given event. Unfortunately, Mrs. Truthmaker usually has to make up that other part. But when I'm without her, I'm a little lost. So I look for other people to fill in the rest of the brain that's not there. Okay, once again, it's a donation-based surf competition at Surfers Beach starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Go there, do there, watch it, compete, have fun. All right. One of the reasons it's going to be fun is bring on the heat dome. Has the last week on the coast been heaven on the coast side or what? I mean, I love heat, can't get hot enough, so I love it.
Yeah, no, too hot.
Dawn, are you a heat person? Are you loving this heat, or is it like enough? That's enough now.
Well, up in Montero, it has not been that hot. So it has been heaven, absolute heaven.
Yes.
Until the fog rolls in.
Right. So Tuesday night, I think, was like the peak. That it was just baking. In El Granada, it was well over 80, which is, you know, maybe once a decade, I feel like we get over 80. Baking hot. Wednesday, it was also hot. But I went out at like 1 in the morning to like look at the stars. And as soon as I walked out the door, I felt that little like crinkle of moisture on my nose. And I went, oh, wait, what? No. No. And I walked out and sure enough, no stars because the fog had come in.
Then yeah, Thursday. Thick.
And then Thursday, yesterday, you could see, Carl, you could see the fog bank, like, looming out there. And usually what happens when we have this hot weather is it's hot for a day, then the next day is warm but not hot, and then the next day, fog bank out there, and the temperatures are back in the 60s, and the next day, fogged in. You know, so I was expecting that to happen, and I was very happy this morning to wake up and see that, you know, we're back to heat dome. What exactly is a heat dome? No. I'm just saying, heat dome. No, it's the opposite, the warm equivalent of the atmospheric river.
It says it's going to be up to 80 today, 83.
I believe it. I mean, it feels right. So, heat dome is again in the old days. It used to be it's raining a lot. Now it's atmospheric river. In the old days, we're having a heat spell. Now it's a heat dome. Okay, we'll get to what a heat dome is in a minute. But I was outside, and my neighbor walked by on Tuesday and was super hot. And he was like, oh, my God, so hot. And I joked with him. I said, yes, but when the weather's like this, our property values usually literally go up $10,000 a day when there's heat like this, okay?
Sell.
So I do love the heat. When my listeners of the show know my retirement fantasy is moving to a place where at 10 o'clock at night I can be on my patio in shorts and a t-shirt with a cold drink, just feeling like I'm, you know, just blood temperature, air temperature, just maybe even a tiny sheen of sweat. Like I want to be warm.
Ew. And
this has been fantastic.
It's too warm.
No, it get hotter. So while I love it, this weather is not the real coast side. When I say coast side, I'm talking like Pescadero to Montero. This is not the real coast side.
Well, there's lots of like social media memes about this being like fake spring. Like don't forget, like this is pretend spring.
Right.
This is faux spring. And then we'll have a bunch of days that were normal and then we'll get real spring in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then the dreaded summer. I always used to look forward to summer, but not since I've lived on the coast side. If our weather was like this all the time, here's the problem with this. None of us could afford to live here because it would just be like outrageously expensive like Southern California. If our weather was like this all the time, it wouldn't look like this. Think of the traffic. It would look like Newport Beach because money would find a way to come here and corrupt all of the regulations that have kept the hills green and have kept the, you know, growth down to the 1% or whatever that is allowed by the LCP. If the weather was like this all the time, this place would be just devastated by development because money would find a way. I was talking with Don before the show about the Caltrans right-of-way that Larry DeYoung is worried about as a fire hazard. Yes, if the weather was like this all the time, then yes, there might actually be fire danger here on the coast. This level of heat is the difference between us and paradise, and even us and down in Santa Cruz. We don't get this level of heat, and if we did on a sustained basis over and over, year after year, then yes, everything's going to dry out and everything will become a tinderbox. So this week, yeah, it feels like fire danger, but normally we have the fog. The fog is a limiting factor, a natural limiting factor that saves us from becoming just completely overdeveloped and overcrowded. How much time do we have? One minute, or are you upset about something? Okay, 1 minute. What exactly is a heap gnome? Does it matter? It's hot. All right, but again, it's one of these social media clickbait terms like atmospheric
river. Oh, you didn't make that up? I literally thought you made that up.
Really? Heat dome? You thought I... Oh, God, I wish I could take credit for that.
Oh. Well, it seemed like so nonsensical.
Here we go. From the interns, a meteorological phenomenon where a strong high-pressure ridge traps a mass of hot air over a region acting like a lid on a pot. It forces air downwards where it compresses, heats up, and stays in place for days or weeks, causing extreme temperatures, i.e., it's hot. So, but we need it. We got to have a clickbait term for that. You know, heat dome, heat kettle.
That's a terrible word.
Heat dome, you know, you're not...
I don't like it.
But it has a visual of, like, you know, like a cake tray that has the glass dome and all of us little people are just frying inside of it. Okay, Frank's giving me the whirly bird. Okay, so we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dawn Novarina about Half Moon Bay High School grad night. We'll be right back.
This is Community Radio for the Coast Side. 100.9 KHMB. Coastal Windage is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Pub in Half Moon Bay. Come for the food, stay for the fun. That's Cameron's Restaurant and Pub on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
This is Jay Michaels. Make sure to join me and Stan Warren Luttrell coming up at 10 o'clock right after Coastal Windage. We'll have a look at today in history, plus we'll get to a brand new forgotten find. It all happens at 10 a.m. right here from 100.9 FM KHMB.
All right, and we're back with Dawn Novarina from Half Moon Bay High School Grad Committee. The interns are reminding me we have another little thing about the high school and two emails specifically about the high school, but we'll see if we can weave those in because this is going to be a all high school half hour right now. But let's get on with Dawn because we really need to understand what's happening with Half Moon Bay grad night. So this is like a couple of old records in a utility room at the back of the high school, right?
Well, grad night. Well, behind Grad Night, the event, is the Grad Night Committee.
Oh, thank you, Don. This is why we have you. There's actually two separate events. I didn't even realize this until last year. So, yes, dive into that, please.
Sure. For a couple of decades, there has been a nonprofit, an official nonprofit, 501c3, that is dedicated to keeping our high school graduating seniors safe. So that's the entity that manages and fundraises and executes on the event.
So you've got like a board of directors and...
A little bit.
Yes, okay, yeah. One second, Dawn. If you want to talk to Dawn about this, ask her questions about it or get on the volunteer staff, 650-477-1244 is the number to call. Do it. Go, Don.
Sure. So the event itself is just an all-night celebration for the kids that are graduating. And it is dancing, it's music, it's games, it's we have magician, balloon making, food, and prizes.
Wow.
And we get them in there at 10 at night, close the doors, lock the doors, keep them there until 5 in the morning when they are exhausted, happy. They've spent that entire evening, the night, with their classmates. And it may be the last time that they get a chance to do all that.
That one hurt right there because I've got, like I said, I've got a senior in the household, only child, and all, not only him, but all of his friends, you know, like this idea that these are like last fundraising idea though for you that I think could really take off for you.
Always looking for those.
Yes, this idea of you lock them in a room from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. You could, why don't you put that for like the whole year? You could just offer that to parents of teenagers on the coast side. I bet you could make some money off of that. Like we'll lock them in a room from 10 to 5 and, you know, for $100 a night or something.
Yeah, we could float that idea, but Ruben, I don't think it's going to fly.
I feel like CPS might have some issues with that.
Okay, so let's talk about the auction because fun is fun and there is a such thing as free fun, but you know, stuff costs money, and we've got facilities, you've got all the amazing decorations and everything. All of this stuff costs money. So let's talk about the auction. When is that happening?
So the auction is happening the end of April, the 30th of April, and it is at the Gatehouse at the Oceano. And the Oceano generously donates the Gatehouse to us for the entire evening.
Wow.
No cost.
Wow.
Which is a great help in fundraising. And this year, we're doing the auction with a Bids and Boots Western theme.
Oh, okay.
So we have some line dancing.
Is that Coastside Country? Is that who's coming?
I don't remember the name.
Okay, with Hillary Stamper and Carol Hunter?
I think that's the group.
I mean, it has to be. We had them on the show in January, I think. They're super fun group of people. Just, again, like Crystal, and just a positive attitude and just fun all the time. Yeah, you hear the tone of my voice. Like, it's just it's like the people I wish I could be. But anyways, so that'll be super fun.
It should be a lot of fun. And we've got some great food to go with it, some unique auction items. And
can you preview those, or you have to be there? What kind of unique auction items?
Oh, well, no. Okay. Got to be there.
Right.
Gotta be
there, right.
Or watch our Facebook page or our Instagram page, because we'll be giving some little hints along the way.
Ooh.
So.
Okay. that's, excuse me, April 30th from 6 to 8 at the Oceano Hotel Gatehouse, which is a wonderful facility. Do you have to buy tickets to get in, or?
You do have to buy tickets to get in, and those are available. They're just $35. They're up on our website. HMBHSgradnight.com.
Wow, nice. Okay. And what, so with your ticket, you get entry and you get the opportunity to bid on stuff. What else?
You get the line dancing, you get some good music, great food, and just a fun evening.
I also, so great food. I have notes here from the interns. Barbecue.
Smoked.
That sounds
smoked.
It sounds barbecue-ish.
Pulled pork.
Oh, okay.
Smoked chicken. Lots of tantalizing eats.
I'm tantalized right now. Yes, that sounds delicious.
It makes me hungry talking about it.
I know, right? And then a no-host bar. What? Okay, I will admit, I'm a little sheltered. What does no-host bar mean? That means you just get to walk up and, like, pour yourself?
No, that means the host is not paying for the booze. You get to pay for the booze. A hosted bar means the host has covered the cost, which usually in a fundraiser would undo the fundraiser.
Right.
Thank you, Crystal, and that's spot on.
That sounded so great, though. Like, just, there's just a bar with alcohol there, and you help yourself. Okay, no-host means that the host has not
Right. We're providing coffee and tea and soft drinks and water.
Yeah. So.
And dessert.
Ooh. Okay. The full spectrum there. All right.
Full spectrum.
So this is Bids and Boots. So my question was going to be, is this a fancy event? I guess it could be, you could be as fancy as you want, but it's Bids and Boots. So
I think it's laid back. It's laid back. Cowboy. It's coastal, yeah. Western. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be line dancing, and you don't want to have on a tuxedo if you're going to be line dancing. So.
Okay. But what if you're wearing cowboy boots? Well, hold on. What if you're wearing a denim jacket and jeans? That's a Canadian tuxedo, right? So you could.
Not think of that, Ruben.
Right, there you go. There you say, so you can wear a tuxedo to this line dancing event.
Okay. Let's call it coastal casual.
Coastal casual.
We all know what that is.
Okay, we do. Okay, so that's the the main fundraising vehicle for grad night.
Well, right? it's about a third of our what it takes to put on the event.
Wow.
The tickets for the kids pull in another third, but we price those generally low enough that anyone can come.
Yes.
And in addition to that, we offer scholarships because we want any of the graduating seniors who want to come.
Yes.
We will make it possible for them to come.
And you reminded me that on last year's show, Cameron Palmer, the great Cameron Palmer, called in and donated 10 scholarships so that kids could go.
He did.
I mean, this is what, you know, tears me up about the Coast Side is that we are a community and, they're just people come together to make sure whether it's Cameron or the Boys and Girls Club or whoever, these entities come together to make sure that everybody can participate in what's happening on the Coast Side. And we certainly would not ever want any high school kid to not be able to go to something like grad night for financial reasons. If you would like to call and talk about grad night or donate a scholarship, the number is 650-477-1244. You can also go to Coastal Windage website on khmbradio.com, and the number has been updated there. And here we go. I guess you have to say the number a bunch of times slowly. I know it's a new number. I can't. It's too hard for me to remember. Okay, so we do have a call, Frank. All right. This is Ruben, Crystalline, and Dawn. Who have we got on the phone this morning?
Good morning, guys. It's Mike Dale. I thought I would chime in and give you some information about grad night.
Okay. So, Mike, you're giving Dawn information about grad night? Okay, Mike, hit it.
I want to say that, you know, we had our high school reunion last year, my 50th. I'm dating myself, obviously, and I'm by myself, so that makes sense, right? But we actually, with the excess we had from our reunion at the restaurant in El Granada there, we gave it to Dawn's crew to give for grad night. So I would encourage everyone who has their reunions, and if you have excess money, give them to Dawn.
Wow, what a call out, Mike. Thank you so much.
Really, Mike, that is so generous. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a measly $500, but every dollar counts, as I say, in the dollar business.
It absolutely does. The other third of our fundraising comes through donations. The Coast Side has been incredibly generous every year to the group.
Wow, Mike.
Love your show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mike, and thanks for that donation. Really appreciate that.
You bet.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Well, so you mentioned donations. Is Half Moon Bay High School Grad Night one of the 67 now nonprofits that participates in Coast Side Gives?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. We do participate in Coast Side Gives.
What? So that's coming up, I believe.
It is.
And what is your goal this year, your fundraising goal?
Our goal this year is $3,000.
$3,000. That seems quite modest. So Coastsiders, I want to ask you, what's your strategy? So now we're up to 67 nonprofits, I think. It could be more. It could be in the 70s now on Coastside Gives Day. And we have about 29,000 people here on the Coastside. You know, a certain percentage of which are children, which are not going to be donating money. So there's a very limited donor pool. How do you on a day like Coastside Gives when there's 67, how do you differentiate yourself and get people to know, like, this is the one to donate to?
You know, we have an email list that we reach out to our past donors, our current team, really anyone who's been associated with Grad Night over the years. And you know, that's us. There are so many worthy charities on the Coastside that it is always tough. Yeah. You look at that book and it is a hard decision for anyone.
Everybody wants to be like a multimillionaire, right? I mean, most people do. But for what ends? And I will say, like, I've always wished to be super wealthy so that I could, like, go to all, you know, on Coastside Gives Day, just be like, yeah, here's $1 million for you and $1 million for you and $1 million for you. I just feel like that would be such a fun reason and way to live your life if you just had that much money to be able to, like, and I'm not talking about necessarily donating to the gigantic, you know, international foundations that do great work like Red Cross and stuff. Yes, okay. But going to small towns like this, looking for an organization like Half Moon Bay High School Grad Night that has a modest ask and just peeling off, like, you know, 10 grand and be like, you know what, have it be the most amazing grad night ever. So I'm challenging Coastside. Half Moon Bay High School Grad Night is looking for $3,000. Let's double that. Let's double that. Because these are, and yes, I have a senior there at Grad Night this year, but anytime, any year, these are our high school seniors from our community. Let's make it the best night. Let's donate on Coastside Gives Day or any day. Go to the auction on April 30th. And donate, and as well donate, and as well maybe on Coastside Gives Day for this year's Grad Night. Okay, so that's the auction and the fundraising. Tell us about Grad Night.
Let me add you just one more thing there, and that is that we're just about to do our spring mailing to the Coastside merchants, all of our past donors, for donations both to the auction as well as to our general fundraising. So anyone out there can look for that, and we appreciate every item, every cent that's donated to us, and it gets put to good use. It's 100% volunteer organization, so all your money goes to the event.
Fantastic. So Grad Night, what night is Grad Night? It's June 5th, I believe?
I want to say June 4th, the night of graduation.
Oh, God, that's just going to be a tearjerker night in the Truthmaker household. We're already stocking up on Kleenexes and stuff. Okay, so June 4th, the night of graduation. Crystalline, did we talk about this last year? Did you have a grad night for your high school?
I did not graduate from a traditional high school, so grad night was not an option for me.
Okay.
But well, I did volunteer last year for grad night, so that was fun.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Crystalline. And I also want to say that the grad night is open to any graduating senior in the district. So we do have kids coming in from Pilar-Cedos.
Oh, nice.
And I think there are a couple of other alternative learning groups around the coast.
Okay.
That anyone graduating in the district is eligible.
Oh, that's sweet.
Is there, like, identification provided at the door or anything? You know, because what if we got kids from, like, Terranova that are trying to sneak in?
Yeah, well, that's always an issue because we do want it to be kids from the district. So two things. One, when parents register their kids, or the kids register themselves in some cases, we check that against a list of district students so that we can ensure that, yes, they're one of the people we want to attend. So that's straightforward. And I do want to say one thing. If you haven't bought your grad night ticket yet, prices go up after the prom. So.
Okay. We need three pieces of information now. How much are tickets right now?
$75 right now.
When is the prom?
The prom is, I want to say, April 4th.
Okay. Wow. Oh, it's April 4th?
It's Yikes. Really early this year.
Yikes. Okay. And how much are the tickets after the prom?
$100.
Okay. So they go up $25. Okay. So that's nice that you offer a discount there for early birds. Okay. So 10 p.m. They've done, I guess, graduation.
Right. They've done graduation. 10 p.m. We open the doors. We check them off against our list. We're a little bit different from the prom or some other events because, very bluntly, we want to get as many of the kids in as possible. So we'll even do on-site registrations. Of course, they have to bring ID and the fill out the paperwork, but we want to get them inside.
Well, how much paperwork are we talking about?
We're talking about two pages. One is registration, the information, and the other is just a code of conduct.
Oh, okay. You know?
And we will register them on site right then at 10 o'clock if they have just dithered. Maybe I want to go, maybe I don't want to go, but now I see some of my friends going. Okay, just come over. And one other thing that's different. If a young person shows up and they're...
Intoxicated.
They'll be turned away from some other events. We will not. We will get them in the door. We want them to be part of the event because they're safer inside than they are outside. And we do have a medical personnel on right in the hall with us at all times. So that's really our mission.
Growing up in my community, we didn't have like a formal grad night like this. It was a rural community. Our people from our high community went to a high school in the city, and that high school ended up going to Disneyland for grad night, which was very cool. But
is that in Anaheim?
It is in Anaheim, California.
Oh,
yes.
About that.
Yeah. Anaheim, California. But after I left the high school, after I graduated and moved on, our community and the high school did develop a grad night to deal with this idea of creating a safe place for kids, because kids are going to do what kids are going to do. And so I really, while some people might be a little like that you're letting kids that may be intoxicated in, to me, in our community that I grew up in, that was the whole point of grad night, is we had a rural community with a lot of mountain roads. Kids are doing what kids do after they graduate, and then they're out there driving these mountain roads and creating danger for themselves and others, right? So they created a situation that you have where there's a place where everybody comes and they spend the night, and it's a controlled environment. But in those days, it was super strict of like, you know, we're patting you down and like if we smell it, you know, like. But what you're saying is this is a safe space.
Yeah.
And come here. Have you ever had any behavioral problems with people that have showed up maybe a little intoxicated?
Only minor ones.
Okay.
Only minor ones. You know, we ask the kids not to bring their phones.
Whoa.
Why? Well, ask me why, Ruby.
I don't need, but okay. That you ask them not to bring their phones, Don. Why?
Well, because a phone isolates you. You're on your phone. You're not talking to your friends. You're not mixing and enjoying and doing the games and having fun. So that's why, Ruben.
But how do you do your Insta post if you don't have your phone?
You know, sometimes we give kids the Instamatic cameras. Ooh. That they can take pictures with.
Do you have to show them how to do it? Like you...
Oh, I have no idea on that.
Okay.
And sometimes we have a videographer there. It depends, but they end up having so much fun, they don't even miss their phones.
Okay, let's get into that. So what is going on at grad night that is so much fun, besides being together with your friends, maybe for the last time?
I'm just going to say, from last year, I've never seen so much activity in one smaller community center. Like, every corner had some activity, whether it was like the painting where they could go paint, or there was the magician, or like just there was sumo suits for sumo wrestling. And then
there a bubble room?
there was a dance room, and just all kinds of things. Like, because I did the 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. shift, and like the kids are literally just bopping around from activity to activity to activity. And then you guys, the grad night team, so smartly schedules entertainment at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. So it's like the kids do not get bored, mm-hmm. because they're waiting for the magician to come on at 2 a.m.
Right. Yeah, and at midnight we start serving caffeinated drinks. And anyways, yes, until So let me start back at the beginning. Yeah. So 10 o'clock, they come in, they register, they're milling around. We have all of the entertainment that Kristalyn was talking about is already there. There's a big spread of food if anyone is still hungry. There's drinks there, soft drinks, water. And we have a couple of perennial entertainers. The balloon guy, who is an amazing creative individual, who will take balloons and make incredible sculptures that will sit on your head or go around your neck. And the kids just love watching that and getting that and walking around with those. We have, in addition to that, we'll have tattoos, henna tattoos, sometimes caricature artists. I think this time we're going to have a... I call it a bouncy. It's an activity that you can run and burn off some energy on.
Okay.
And some of those kids come in really wanting to burn off some energy.
I'm sure.
So they get to take advantage of all this activity and entertainment until 3 o'clock. And all the time they're doing this, they're earning raffle tickets that they get to put towards certain prizes. And at 3 o'clock, we pull together everyone, and we have, well, it was a magician last year. It's going to be a different magician this year. Really exciting one. And for an hour, they get to just be enthralled with that. While that's happening, the team is taking all these raffle tickets and choosing one for each prize.
And they were good prizes.
Like what were prizes
I would want.
Like what? Give me an example. What's a prize that you might come away with?
I think there was, and apologies if I get this wrong, but I think there was like VR goggles, and there was
what?
Yeah, there's like
$3,000,
real deal, like really good.
Wow, prizes. The grand prizes this time around a Mac Nano book, an iPad, and an Oculus headset.
There you go,
is that the right? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Neo. Neo is the new model of MacBook.
It's the new MacBook.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a Neo, yes. I believe. Yep.
Yeah, so, it's like stuff these kids are going to take to college.
Wow.
So at 4 a.m., everyone sits down. We start announcing the prizes. The kids get their prizes. They get some food, some coffee, breakfast stuff. And at 5 a.m., they get their senior gift from the grad night committee. And they go.
What? So every kid gets the same senior gift?
Yes. Like
what?
Yes.
It's a themed gift.
It's a themed gift, yeah.
We can't reveal that here.
We actually haven't chosen it yet.
Last year was the hat. It was this cool hat.
A cool hat. Another year it was a big, really good beach towel. Sort of goes with the theme that we're building the event around.
Can you reveal the theme, or are you still working on that right now?
I can just tell you it is Half Moon Bay themed.
Okay.
Water, beach, ocean.
I mean, I'm thinking it right now. We've got Jetty Surf Classic tomorrow, and it's Heat Dome.
Well, and I also want to give a huge shout out to the group that does your decorations, because, you know, this is happening in the Ted Adcock Center, which is, you know, I am there all the time for like city council meetings and stuff. And it is a bare bones room because of like pickleball and all the things that take place there. And they transform it. Like if there was a way that I could just, you know, wave a wand to have that stick around, all those decorations hang out all year round, that it would be stunning. Because there's just no piece of that center that is not completely decorated in the most fun, unique way. It's gorgeous.
I mean, that's doubly amazing when you see the Ted Adcock Center, like in the stark light of day.
Yes, it is. I kid you not. It is very, very insane how much time and effort and creativity goes into transforming that place into a kid sanctuary cool spot.
Yeah, and a shout out to that decorating team. They did that all last year in the space of 24 hours.
It's insane. Wow.
Amazing.
And so the lifeblood of...
Ooh, do they do weddings?
Another way to make money for Half Moon Bay
Gladly.
High School grad night. Okay, we got 3 minutes left.
Volunteers are the lifeblood of the grad night committee. You could always use more volunteers.
Always use more
What's
volunteers.
That website again that people can go to volunteer?
The website is HMBHS, Grad Night, GRADNIGHT.com. And there's a contact information on there. If you want to volunteer, please shoot me a contact note, and we will get you signed up. In a couple of days, we'll actually have our full sign-up sheet up there. And we'll be ready to start signing people up for the pre-decorations, as well as the night of, as well as the cleanup
the takedown
next morning.
Okay. Frank's telling me we have 2 minutes left. Want to get a couple things in here. I believe starting tonight, speaking of the high school, always want to promote grad night. But also, starting tonight is the high school musical, and it is Hadestown Teen Edition, presented by the Half Moon Bay High School Theater Department. This is from the website, so it's not my beautiful prose. Hadestown is a hauntingly beautiful musical that weaves the ancient myth of Orpheus and Eurydice with unforgettable music and storytelling. The story follows songwriter Orpheus as he travels to the underworld to save his lover Eurydice, who sold her soul to Hades, while intertwining their story with the troubled marriage of Hades and Persephone, themes of love, hope, and despair. So it starts tonight at 7 p.m. tomorrow
that
night.
Sounds heavy.
Right? I mean, love, hope, and despair?
What is the teen version?
Maybe the despair part. Like, we just drop the, like, love and hope?
Can we have love, hope, and pop songs?
I mean, it's not a Greek tragedy. It's not a Greek, you know, ancient Greek play if there's not some despair going on. So that's Friday night, Saturday night at 7 p.m. this weekend, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Next weekend, Friday night, Saturday night at 7 p.m., 2 p.m. on Sunday. Reserve seats start only at $11. You can't do anything for $11 these days. Mrs. Truthmaker, I hate musicals. This is well documented. But Mrs. Truthmaker and I go almost every year because these are our kids. Yeah. And though I hate musicals, especially like going to a theater, movie theater. But when you see anything live, a play, a musical, a concert, it's a whole different experience. Mm-hmm. And the theater department kills it every time. The decorations are awesome, just like at grad night. So we've got that happening this weekend and next. Mm-hmm. Next week on the show, we have Kata Gomes from Muchea Te, Indigenous Land Trust. Kata's been on the show many times before. And then the following week, April 3rd, I'm out. Kristen will have guest Betsy Milne, owner of Home Helpers.
Yes, if you're at all interested in senior care or care after a surgery or anything, Betsy is your gal, and she is right on Main Street.
Okay, and don't forget, the Half Moon Bay High School Grad Night Auction is April 30th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Oceano Gatehouse. Don't miss it. Go to the website. All you have to do is type in Half Moon Bay High School Grad Night 2026. You'll go right to their page. Sign up, volunteer, donate, go to the auction. Do it all. Dawn.
Thank you, Ruben. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk about the event, the committee, and the kids.
And we thank you and your committee and your volunteers for doing this for our kids. Really appreciate it. All right. That's been Coastal Windage for this week. We will be back again next week. With Kata Gomes. So don't miss it. Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast.